We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests with us today.
The flyest mother-daughter duo in the game.
Toya and Regine. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
How y'all feeling?
Good, good.
Don't give us the generic answer. How y'all feel for real this morning?
For real, we really feeling good. Tired.
I'm tired.
Real tired, but you know, I feel good overall.
Running around doing press for the TV show?
Yes, we're doing press.
Fashion for the Week, TV. VMAs.
Yes.
Did y'all go VMAs?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go. My dad performed, but.
A couple times.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know it was like.
You gonna let Taylor Swift be out there quoting lyrics better than you, Regine? Really? Really?
I know. I should have went.
I told you, girl.
I was lazy.
Now, why a reality show now at this point?
You know, we've been doing reality TV for a while. Mm-hmm. We're at a different phase in our lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of growth, a lot of changes. So we decided to bring the nosy people back into our world.
That's what I said. I would think y'all wouldn't want to be bothered at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we was just, you know, happy to do something, the two of us together for the first time.
Now, is it following relationship? Is it businesses? Is it both? Is it
a mixture of all of that?
All of it.
Yeah. Relationship, it. Family, business.
Do you want to move into that family and the relationship stuff and all that again?
Well,
why are you smiling, Regine?
Somebody didn't want to do it.
The fun side of it.
Which one of y'all didn't want to do it? Somebody didn't want to do it. Somebody didn't want to do it.
I mean, it's life. No, it's, you go through things. Nothing is perfect. Like, you know, And whether you do a reality show or not, if you're going through something, you're going to be on the blogs and y'all going to be talking about it.
Yeah, I feel like people tell our story anyway.
Yeah, so you might as well narrate your own stuff.
But you do know it. Like if it's a little argument in the crib, it's a little argument in the crib, it's over. But now when it's a little argument and it's outside the crib, that argument is always a lot bigger.
Yeah, but you don't have to, everything don't have to be shown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to put every situation out there.
You got to keep filter certain things.
Mm-hmm. That's just what it is.
What did y'all learn from doing reality TV previously that y'all applied to this?
Well, you know, the thing about it is we've always been transparent and, like, real and authentic to who we are. Mm-hmm. We never claim to be perfect. We go through things, ups and downs. And we okay with, like... shit, living our lives out loud. Mm-hmm. So what we learned before is it's like I don't like to focus too much heavy on my relationship for real, because you know I've done that on TV before. Mm-hmm. And it does have that negative thing to it because you're allowing so many opinions to come into your situation. But it is what it is.
Well, you're a newlywed now.
I am.
How did you know he was the one?
Because he is such a genuine person. He's real. He's very family oriented. Right. He's like, you know, I feel like that's my person. That's like, you know, my best friend. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, yeah.
He's a Sagittarius. Oh, my like goodness. Me.
Did you like him from the door resonating?
Oh, from the door. I'm like, you about a Sagittarius? What?
Okay. Am I only taking the sign?
Listen, this girl is so hooked on the sign thing. No. I'll be like, girl, what?
But another thing with Red is that he's always accepted me like I was his daughter. Like, mm-hmm. always loved me like one, always just, like, respected me and my mom, showed me that he respect my mom so much. So he was good in my eyes from day one.
How you always been like that when your mom dated somebody? Like, all right, let me give it. Or have you always been I ain't fuck with him right away?
My mama ain't dating nobody like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My mama never.
Let's start there.
She's a wife, right. You know. Period. So like, my mama, the people that I have met, I ain't never been on no. My mom's the type, she's a grown woman. She's my mother first, mm-hmm. and that's just what it is. Like, I respect my mom as my mom.
Now, Toy, what about her boyfriends?
Well, Regina had two boyfriends that I, mm-hmm. well, when she was younger, three boyfriends, but it was okay. It cool. Like, I like her.
It's so funny.
No, but for real. Like, you know, growing up and like in the beginning, it's tough because I dated a rapper. So, of course, I didn't want my daughter to follow those footsteps and date a rapper. But you mm-hmm. can't help who you love. So
did you tell her that right away? Did you?
Yes, I always.
And she ain't listen. Right?
Didn't I preach that when she told me, this my friend. I was like, don't do it. But then you got to let him live and learn.
A rapper, though.
But he was a rapper.
I mean, even back then, he was still on the come up, but he still was a different level of special.
He was a rapper.
Yeah.
And I was trying to warn her.
He did good, Toy. He's an icon. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the greatest of all time. I'm just saying.
He's still a rapper. Exactly. He moved like a rapper.
So I was trying to give a game, like, you know, but the
she
best
didn't hear you.
Oh, no. Did not want to hear me. She was like, no, that's my friend. Trust me, I got this. That's my friend. And then, boom, I was like,
This is interesting. So okay. Is there a tier of people that you kind of like want to stay away from? Like the rapper, the athlete, like what is it?
Yeah, the rappers and shit is at the top of the list.
Damn.
Jesus.
For me, for her. You know, because we're already, she knows that life oh so well. So it's like,
yeah,
why you want to put yourself in it?
Did you say I told you so?
I did not. Did I say I told you so?
No, you didn't say I told you so.
I just let her, you know. Yeah, but she's getting, she's better with it now. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows what she wants, and she's doing good on that level.
I love the dynamic, you know, I like watching even my wife with my daughters, but are y'all, did you raise her like a friend or a daughter?
I'm going to let her answer that.
No. My mother growing up, she always said, you know, I'm your mother, not your friend. Now that I am about to be 25 years old, I can call her, like, I still hesitate. I could call her my friend sometimes, but she's not, no, she's always been my mother, like, and I'm thankful for it because I look at her as my mother. Like, even if I slip up and cuss, I'd be like, ooh, sorry. Like, it's like, Mom, I got a different respect for her because she's always put that on me.
Yo, it's so crazy because we've seen her grow up. So the fact that she said she's 25, I'm like, ooh, Jesus Christ.
That make me feel like I'm getting old. I
know. Well, we're getting seasoned.
Seasoned. Yeah, that's what you call it. Seasoned. Yeah.
Did working on this show bring y'all closer together?
We've always had a really close relationship. I'm gonna be honest. We went through our rough patch, you know, every mother and daughter do when they're growing up and start smelling themselves and think they like super grown. We went through that patch, but as she got older, our relationship got stronger and stronger. But with the show, yes, you know, because we're seeing each other a whole lot more. Regina just moved. She live in LA now. So that's time that we get to spend together and, you know, be around each other more. So
when they go through the rough patch, what do? You just let them be on their own? Like, you know
what? You be wanting to box them up. That's what you be wanting.
Box them out.
Yes. Box them up. But it's like they just think they know everything. That rough patch is a very tough time for mothers and daughters.
How'd y'all fix it?
I think time fixed it, and then, like, life experiences, you know, she started to realize things that I was trying to tell her. But I'm one of the mothers, like, I really be trying to avoid her. Like, I can see it before it happened, but I have to understand that you was once her age, and it took you going through these things to learn. You know, it was the life lessons is what taught you and made you the woman you are today. So you got to allow her that same type of, you know, growth, like for her to learn and go through things. But it's just tough just watching them just run into them, and you're trying to stop them. It's like, girl, listen to me. But, you know, now we're... You know, that's my buddy. We talk about everything, and the rough patches is over. Every now and then, we might have a little disagreement or spat, but that don't happen often.
What made you realize Mama was right, Regina?
Okay, well, she's my mom. I feel like at this point, even when your parent is not right, you gotta let them be right. Like, it's like, so you can't
argue. Necessarily right, but you just like, you know what, I ain't arguing no more.
No, she's right. Like, usually on life things, say for instance, like friends, things like this, everything that she call out, she's usually right on everything. But it's like, I feel like our generation is different. Things are changing. A lot of stuff is different from when she was younger, when she was coming up. So I feel like it's certain things where she's like, oh, you know, Nay moved like this. And I'm like, Ma, it's a different time now. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's the things where it's like, I be like, Ma, I get where you coming from, but we moving like this now. Mm-hmm. Or this. So that's what it goes hand in hand. But she always keeps me humble and keeps me like,
I be, you like, know, girl, you don't want to move like your generation.
Yeah, I don't move, and that's why I don't move like my generation. That's why I'm glad that I have my mom, because she's always tapping me on my shoulder like, oh, no, you're not doing that. You're doing this. We, like, now that I'm grown, I'm, like, always have her in the back of my head, even if it's something that I know my mom wouldn't like, and I know it's not good for me. I'm like, my mama wouldn't like. I wasn't even raised like that.
Do you look at her like she's grown, Toya?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I treat her like she's grown.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be her baby forever. I do look at her like she's grown, but it's like, oh, it's hard. Like, this generation with social media, like the different things that's going on. It's like, I'm like, I don't want my daughters to be like that. You know, I want them to have some class about them. I want them to respect themselves. I want them to always remember you are the queen, and you deserve somebody that's going to treat you like the queen. Like, don't be out here telling all your business to the internet. You have a village. Like, I be trying to, like, stop them, but it's so hard because this is what everybody in their generation is doing. So I'm like, okay, when you put on clothes, leave something to the imagination. We all like to be sexy. We go through our phases, but, like, don't be completely exposing every part of your body, like, all kind of stuff. I be trying to get on.
And then she pull up a picture of you when you was 18. You
like, oh, you was wearing this.
So, Regina, how does it feel like, you know, your dad, it seems like people are giving your dad his flowers now. For years, you've been talking about nobody was giving him the flowers, but it seems like in the last couple of years, people have been pouring into him, giving him his flowers. And how does that feel?
You know what? I'm about to read a text that I just texted him yesterday, because honestly, this is how I feel. I said, I said, you deserve all of these moments you're getting and more, and they're coming. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for him. I feel like my dad is like not that like, he's not that vocal. He's very like to himself. Like, you know, if you know him, you know him. So it's like, he don't really, he not the type that's going to ask for it or going to say like he wanted or he needed or he whatever. But I feel like in his soul, all of this love that he's getting, I feel like as a man, it's something that he needed. Like mm-hmm. every man just need a different love, a different type of like honor, because I feel like it's so much that he does. He takes care of so many people. He gets so many things together. So I feel like for him to get his flowers at this time is just a blessing.
I think it's because we're in an era where we've seen so many greats die.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't celebrate them when mm-hmm. they was here.
Yes.
So it's like while we have these icons still here, these living mm-hmm. legends still here, yo, salute them, celebrate them, yeah. mm-hmm. you know? Especially people sure. that have been around for as long as mm-hmm. these, like, we ain't been around 25 years. I'm looking at this 96. Literally yeah. since, like, 96. Because I'm from South Carolina, so we was getting that old cash money, the BG, Baby Gangster Tapes, oh, and all yeah. of that. Way, 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 way back.
But I love that, and I love the fact, I love to see him doing so much more, like mm-hmm. doing these award shows, like hearing him mm-hmm. backstage at these concerts and coming out doing surprise performances. Mm-hmm. I love to see that. I think people miss that. And, yes. and the fact that whatever it is that's making him do it, I love it, because I love to see him more and more and more, which is great.
Me is he going to be on the reality show? Or he'd be like, keep them cameras away.
Well, you know, the reality show is with me and my mom and our mm-hmm. life and what mm-hmm. we got going on. So, you know, it's our lane. But, you know, at the end of the day, my dad is always supportive with anything that I do. So, you know, I just got to stay tuned. Might pop up. You never know.
And why L.A.?
Everybody keep asking me that. Some people's like, oh my gosh, like good it. Move.
Yeah, I like L.A., but at night, I, you know, when you're from the South, I feel like, yeah. go get you 5 acres down South and live down
yeah.
south for what you're going to pay in L.A.
I feel like with, I just been in Atlanta for so long, and I wanted a different scene. Like, I wanted to change sceneries, and I wanted to also go to a point where it's like, I'm uncomfortable for a minute. Like, I feel like Atlanta, like you said, you could buy acres, and you could do this, mm-hmm. and you could do that. Like, I wanted to get to a place where it's like, I want to be uncomfortable to get back comfortable again. I told mm-hmm. my mom I'm about to go to L.A., about to give me yeah. a place. I sent her the place. She's like, oh, okay, you got all of this together. I'm like, I'm going to get it together because I'm going to pray to God and got my manager together with it. So I'm excited about it. And I feel like with acting, due to the strike and stuff, hopefully when the strike open back up, it's going to be perfect for me because I'm going to be out there and stuff. But I think it's just perfect. I love it. Every time I wake up, I'm like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be.
You had a little incident out there a couple of months ago. Did that change your mind about
it? Yeah, that's another thing. My house almost got broken into. So that kind of like...
That's what scares me about L.A.
Yeah.
Notice.
Oh, no, this was in Atlanta.
Oh, L.A., okay.
Yeah, so this was in Atlanta.
Both of those places, Atlanta and L.A.
Yeah.
Brutal for that.
Very. Yeah. So it's like, that's... It's like everything happens for a reason. Now I feel like since that happened, I am very careful on how I post, when I post, what I post. So it's like I needed that to happen kind of for me to like stop showing so much.
I was going to ask, you know, your dad wrote one of your verses for the BET Awards
mm-hmm.
right, when you were rapping. You ever thought about doing it?
No, actually.
Stunt like my daddy?
I'm not good at rapping. Like, honestly, even when me and my friends are in the room, like, I just could never get the bars. He took it all. Like, I got a lot of talents, like acting, this, that, this, you know, but the rapping stuff, I just could never get a bar.
How does we approach y'all, too? That's what I was thinking, like, because y'all got money. So what is we, how do they approach y'all to entice y'all to even want to do this?
Well, a friend of ours who works really close to the network, he actually, work on a lot of the shows. I did a movie with them, a Christmas movie, mm-hmm. and he was like, I want to do a show with you and Regine. And it was around the time I was getting married. I was like, I think they was talking like a wedding thing. I was like, no, I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. And so he came back and he talked to me about doing a show with me and Nate, and I talked to her about it, and you know, we gave it a shot.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was like a friend of ours who worked like on a lot of shows over there.
So the dollars were right. and the connection and the dollars were right.
That part.
Yeah.
Do y'all know how many seasons y'all gonna do? Or are y'all just gonna take it one season at a time?
We're gonna take it one season at a time.
And how many episodes?
This first one, mm-hmm. we just did 6 episodes for the first one.
And for you, yeah. Reginae, like, you know, if you are dating, do you put these guys on TV? Because you don't want to make people hot for
Can't
no reason.
Can't make them famous.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
You have a tendency to
that
do that.
That means she did. That means she did. You see that face?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, like my mom said earlier, we definitely show our lives and show, mm-hmm. you know, everything that is a part of it. And, yeah, you know, I definitely have put my last relationship on a TV, yeah.
Damn. You regret it?
No. I don't live life with
no
regrets.
Well, it was on YouTube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we were on YouTube. So I don't live life with no regrets. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, hey, I know I'm gonna be blessed no matter what. I know everything that I do, my intentions are pure. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah.
I guess you might as well get a check for it.
Bro,
I'm just saying. You might as well.
Oh boy.
So when did it start? Thursdays, 9 o'clock?
Thursdays, 9 p.m.
Yeah,
on
WeTV.
We're
actually three episodes in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a cool
family
show.
Good feedback, like, too.
It's been really good feedback.
So do y'all go on social to see what people are saying, or y'all don't want to mess with y'all mentals by doing that?
Oh, yeah, we live tweet on Thursdays when the show come on. And surprisingly, it has not been negative stuff like that.
It's very hard to hate on y'all. I mean, without it looking like actual hate.
Yeah, I.
Watering my DMs?
They'll find something.
It's not that hard.
But it happened, like, I'm, like, really surprised because it really is a family show. It's very relatable. It's real. My mom is on there. She's a character. She's funny. My brother, my sister, who has a kind of open relationship situation. It's just different family dynamics. And it's a little drama on there, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people was Reginae with her past relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me and my friends, it's just like a real relatable, real show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I'm going to do reality TV, I want it to be authentic to who I am for real and what I deal with on a day to day. Because I get lots of people telling me, you know, how me sharing my family life has helped them to repair relationships and different things. And I feel like if I'm able to help somebody in that way, like, why not?
Mm-hmm. You have a skincare routine, Toy? I feel like you need to come out with skincare products or something.
Oh, I really need to work on that. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Do you have a skincare routine? Because you ain't aging at all.
That's a blessing. That's really a blessing. I guess that's what minding your business, drinking your water, and staying
there
out the way will get
you.
You know, I ain't trying to mind nobody's business but mine.
There you go.
And I'm staying in my own lane.
There you go.
Well, Toya and Reginae, we appreciate you for joining us. You can check them on WeTV every Thursday at 9 p.m. And hasn't Charlamagne changed? You remember the first time you came up here?
I was like, what you about to say?
Wow.
I love y'all.
I never said nothing bad about Toya.
No, you
and
were
Charlamagne always been good.
I think the first time I came, it was like some little shady stuff going on the internet. So that was like the first question.
No,
you
I used to, I think, but I always
But
used
you
to,
always was cool, though.
Yes, I always used to say I wanted a midget that looked like
Toya.
Oh,
my God.
You did say that. You did say that. That was the first thing you said when I walked in the door.
You not fly that with me? A midget that look like
Toya. We almost made it out. I'm sorry. I said evolved, like you changed. I was trying to leave on the
positive
note.
Something old though, but that would be dope. A midget that look like
Toya. Why would you not be a midget?
I don't know. I just thought that would be so pretty and cute. Like a little midget look just like Toya.
Now I see a little teddy bear. A little pretty
not
and cute.
Like,
what's wrong with you?
I cannot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Toya, Reginae, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.